Cape Talk.
Insurance Spotlight with Christelle Coleman.
Christelle, good morning. How are
good
you
morning.
Doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, to you listening at home, by the way, we want to find out from you. Do you understand the term access? Whenever you hear it, does it simply mean to you that it's more money that you are paying into your insurer? Well, we'd love to find out from you what your thoughts are when it comes to access and if you understand it. Now, Christelle Coleman, to each and every one of you, by the way, is the Ellie Breakfast Show's resident insurance expert from Old Mutual Insure. She joins you on Monday mornings to explain everything you need to know about insurance. She's gone as far as to explain to us things such as the term act of God. Christelle, we all know or we've heard of some sort of access, but what is an access in insurance terms?
Oh, it's a necessary evil, I suppose. All insurance policies have excesses on it, and it's the first amount payable by you as the policyholder when you submit a claim. It's always there, unless you basically pay extra premium to have it bought down. So it's the one thing that causes a lot of problems for people because they don't read their policies and they don't know what their excesses are. And then they find out about this at the worst possible time when you've actually had a claim. So, yes.
Why? Why do we need to pay this? Is this an administrative fee? Why is it there?
You know, insurance companies try and make sure that that policyholders don't claim for each and every little loss that they suffer, because otherwise it impacts on the claims ratio, and then we all end up paying higher insurance premiums. So an excess really is there to make sure that you don't just claim for if you've got a 500 rand claim that you submit it because, you know, you can submit it. So first of all, it's to minimize the claims. And then also that first little portion of the claim is where most of the costs sit. So whether it's whether you've got a 1,000 rand claim or a 5,000 rand claim, it costs the same for the insurance company to administrate it. So also they try and make sure that you don't, you know, that you don't drive up the cost by claiming for every single little claim that comes across your across your path. So it's about minimizing the claims exposure for the insurance companies.
And are there different types of excesses?
Yes, there are. So most insurance policies have a standard excess and under the buildings content, all risks and your motor section. So you must go and check that. So you'll have a standard excess. And then you have something called a voluntary excess. A voluntary excess is when you decide, I'd rather save more premium each month, and I know I haven't had a claim in 20 years and my risk is quite good. So I'd rather save premium, and when I do have a claim, I pay a higher excess. So you pay a higher excess and you get a premium discount for it. And then the other thing that does cause people quite unawares often is additional excesses imposed by the insurers. And this is normally for young drivers. You know, when you are a parent, you're going to go through a stage, I'm about to go into it, my daughter's 17 years old, where you have your young drivers on your policy, and especially the boys, they don't like it when I say it, but it's the truth, the stats show us, they have much more frequent accidents that are much more severe. So insurance companies have gone and said, if you're under 25 or under 23 and you have a young driver on your policy, we will be charging you an additional excess. If that person is involved in an accident. But then let me give you some good news about excesses. A lot of policies, and including the Old Mutual Insure policies, will give automatic excess waivers if you get over 55. Now, some of us are approaching that age, and that means without having to ask for it, the insurance company says you become a much better insurance risk when you get to age 55, and different rules, but some insurance companies say whether you still work or not, we take the excess away from your policy altogether. So if you have a claim, you have a zero excess. So there's some good news there as well.
It is now 9 minutes before you get to 5 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us. You are listening to Christelle Coleman, the Early Breakfast Show's resident insurer, our insurance expert, who joins us from Old Mutual Insure, talking to you this morning about excess. What is excess? Why do you have to pay it? And are there different types of excesses? Well, that's what Christelle is busy detailing for us this morning. What are some of your experiences when it comes to excess? Do you even understand that in your policy you do have have an excess that you need to pay, give us a shout. Let's have your comments. 021-446-0567. Now, bring it back to you, Crystal. I mean, does an insurer then have to recover the excess that you've paid?
We've had this conversation so often. The fact that 7 out of 10 cars on the road in South Africa is not insured. So insurance companies will try and recover, especially on motor claims now, they will try and recover their costs from the guilty other party, the third party. But it's very difficult if that person doesn't have insurance. So yes, the insurance company will normally recover all the costs, including your excess, and then they will pay you back and they will reinstate your no-claim bonus if they were successful with the recovery. They normally are successful if the other party, the 3 out of 10 chance, is insured, and we have good relationships with all our competitor insurers in the market, and we recover the costs. But the reality is you will probably end up finding that the other party is not insured. And then the insurance company will abandon the recovery, and then you will be in a position to try and recover your excess amount from the other party. But it's a tough, you know, it's a tough action to do, and it's really not a simple road to travel. So the advice really is make sure that you always have the money available in your credit card or in your home loan to pay that excess, because the chances of recovery are quite slim, 3 out of 10, even if you were not guilty, even if the other party was guilty.
Ooh, I know that all too well. I think my car was 3 days old. I was driving in Gwanya. I got knocked from behind. I paid the excess, and till this day, never, ever, ever, ever. But what happens then? I mean, what if my insurer then does not recover the excess that I've paid? Is it gone? That's it.
It's not gone. You know, you can try and recover the money from the other party yourself. It's a lot of effort, but you can go down that route. But I think, the advice is always make sure that you pay the excess, because you want to get your car repaired and then you tackle the issue about recovering it. Don't say, I'm not paying my excess because I wasn't guilty, because then the hold-up will be on the repairs of your vehicle and you need your vehicle to get back. And there's certain costs that run up, you know, the panel beaters charge, the storage fees and the towing operators. We don't want to say bad things about them on a morning like today. The towing operators come to our, they really do come to our help at the road, because they tow the vehicles away. But that's just something else that you have to be very careful is don't let just anyone take your car. Make sure that you know it's an approved towing operator if you are Compass Mentis when the vehicle has been in an accident, and that it goes to a place of repair that's been approved by your insurance company. So motor insurance in South Africa is a tricky, tricky business. And to a big degree, it is because we don't have compulsory insurance laws in South Africa. It's open game out there. It's up to you as a, you know, if you have a finance over your vehicle, the finance house will force you to take insurance. But really, as a responsible citizen, it's up to you to make sure that you've got good insurance covering place. But something to remember is not all policies are created equal. And I say this over and over again. You can think that you've got insurance cover in place, but then you've got all these additional excesses that's imposed on your policy or nominated driver clauses. And normally you only find out about this at the time of a loss when it's already traumatic. So read your policy document and understand what it is that you're dealing with.
And okay, so what do I do then if I have a dispute relating to my excess? Feel that now, that's not the amount we agreed on, or maybe I needed to have done this instead of doing that. So what happens when I feel that I do have a dispute?
Well, first you must try and resolve it with your insurance company. So, you know, if you're with a direct insurer, it's you on your own that you have to negotiate with him. If you have a broker, the broker will help you. The broker normally has a portfolio of business with an insurance company, and they've got quite a lot of negotiating power. But if you don't get anywhere with your insurer, the Ombudsman of Short-Term Insurance, the OSTI, you report then the dispute to the Ombudsman's office. And I don't care what anyone else says. I know policyholders often say, oh, they work on behalf of the insurance company. That's nonsense. It's an independent body that's there to resolve disputes between policyholders and insurance companies. And they do look after the interest of the policyholder, as the man on the street, to make sure that they get a fair settlement from the insurance company. So then you approach the Ombudsman office and you try and resolve the dispute there.
Yeah. All right, Crystal, thank you once again for joining us today. But before you go, maybe a roundup of some comments of what we, perhaps more, what else we need to know when it comes to access.
All I can say is that the insurance industry has come a very, very long way from the days in the, you know, the 2000s with the legislation like treating customers fairly and the various ombudsman's office. So it's very important to know that you as a policyholder and consumer have consumer rights that you can draw on when you feel that you're being treated unfairly. And make sure that you follow those, you know, the various routes to get resolutions when you feel that you've that you're in a position that you shouldn't be. Don't feel like you're lost. We're there to look after you.
Crystal, once again, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. A very good morning to you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. To you listening at home, Crystal Coleman, insurance expert at Old Mutual Insurance.